Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for having your way in our life as we come boldly to your throne of grace. And thank you that we can receive plans, purposes, the hope of our calling, so that we can stay in your plans and in your presence and in your provision, because we build together with you, we walk together with you, we flow with you. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come, your will be done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, family. Psalm 99, verse 5.
Exalt the Lord our God, worship at his footstool, holy is he.
Hallelujah. It's powerful, yeah. We exalt the Lord. When we come to his footstool, when we come to the throne room, we are in the kingdom, but you need to come to the throne room so that our plans, our desires, our purpose can flow together with him as we partake of his leading. Our hearts are in his hands like a river, and so he guides us accordingly. So it's about not just being in the kingdom, but coming boldly, not like Esther. Esther had to build up her faith to come because she could even die. We know when we go to the Lord, when we come boldly, because it's been opened up to us freely by the blood of the Lamb, by the love of the Father. It's a good pleasure to give us a kingdom. So we come to receive new life. Amen. Daily. And why I was thinking about that scripture this morning, many of the plans of man, but God directs our steps. So it's one positive, God directs our steps, but we don't want our own plans. Why? We want his will. We want the kingdom to come. We want our inheritance to take place, that names that are written in heaven. So it's so important coming, you know, being in the kingdom, but also coming to the throne of grace. I want to tell you this story. Danita can bear witness. He was with me. You know, Peter walked, and just when his shadow fell on people, they straightened up, they were healed, and their face shone by, and yeah. Well, now myself and Danita, we were riding with
Durbanville.
Durbanville, and here came this guy, and he was coming to all the cars and in front of us, and his legs were skew, his body was twisted, his arms were twisted, his face was pulled up, his neck was twisted. And when he came to us, and he wasn't even in my shadow or in our shadow, when he just saw me, he straightened up. His face was everything, just his legs suddenly got straight, his waist, his arms, his neck, everything straightened up. But he wasn't shining like I feel the guy that came into Peter's shadow with. His face was embarrassed because he used to be a disciple of mine. So the encouragement is, you
And he
know,
did it to get money. He was
yeah.
faking it.
Yeah, shame, begging, was feeling, he must have been feeling forsaken, and so he was begging for bread. Yeah, so shame, I share that, yeah, just so that we can remember, guys, that when we enter this kingdom, it needs to be a reality. We're in this kingdom to extend this kingdom, and to extend this kingdom, there's an inheritance. There's purpose, there's direction for us. And that's why we come boldly, not just in the king, we come into the Holy of Holies in the kingdom to spend time with God. And I don't think there's a better chapter that explains this, but it's in the prophetic word of the realities that were to come when it was written, but it's here now. And that's Isaiah 50, from verse 4 to 11. And there it speaks, by morning he wakens our ear. And remember, this is also something Isaiah took hold of. And look how much that man saw in the old covenant. He saw so much. The the death of Jesus, the kingdom year, ach, arise, year, rise and shine, for your light is so much, simply because he learned that secret. Come boldly to the throne of grace, he found grace and mercy. And then he goes on, and he keeps his face like flint. He holds on to that which the Lord is saying. And then even though he can get a persecution, doesn't change his determination, doesn't change his path. He stays on that path of righteousness. And so beautifully at the end of this, the verse 11, it says, unless the Lord lights a fire, you labor in vain. So you, no, it doesn't say that. What does it say? oh yes, if you light your own fire, you will lie down in torment. So that's so important, getting your plans from the Lord, because then he brings your birthright, and then your plans and your attitudes and your action and your direction and your words, everything can flow in line with that, your destiny, your purpose in the kingdom as a child of the living God. Amen. So be blessed this morning to know God's goodness is here, and his goodness is to be taken hold of, and his goodness is there to be shared. But his goodness, you need to stay in it. You need to persevere in the goodness of the Lord. And then more goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Amen.
Amen.